वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today we'll speak about the glories of Srila Jagadish Pandit and Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj also. We all know Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is the spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and probably the only disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we'll discuss a little more about Srila Jagadish Pandit. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इन चैतन्य चरितामृता आदि लीला चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट 30 श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स दैट श्री जगदीश पंडित आई मीन इन कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी राइट्स that Sri Jagadish Pandit was the savior of the world. He was a thundercloud of Krishna Prema who rained showers of mercy upon everyone. Sri Jagadish Pandit, he took birth in Guwahati and his father's name was Sri Kamalaksha Bhatta. And his father's name was Kamalaksha Bhatta and his father's name was Bhatta Narayan. Both father and mother of Sri Jagadish Pandit were great devotees of Lord Vishnu. And after they passed away, Jagadish Pandit, along with his wife, went to live near the Ganges. Jagadish Pandit's wife's name was Dukhini Devi. And his younger brother, Mahesh Pandit, also wanted to live near the Ganges. So he also accompanied them on their journey. Then they moved nearby the house of Sri Jagannath Mishra in Mayapur. So they were, Jagdish Pandit and Jagannath Mishra were neighbors on the banks of Ganga. In the Anubhashya commentary that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written on Chaitanya Charitamrita, he further explains that Jagdish Pandit used to live in Yashoragram, and when Lord Chaitanya, when Nimai became Gaurasundar Chaitanya, he ordered Jagdish Pandit to preach the glories of the holy name of Krishna in Jagannath Puri. From Nadia, he was asked to go to Jagannath Puri to preach the glories of the holy name, and on the order of Mahaprabhu, he went to Jagannath Puri, and Jagdish Pandit then took permission from Lord Jagannath, brought a Shri Murti of Jagannath back to Yashoragram, where this deity was installed. And it is said that Jagdish Pandit carried him on a stick, and at present the stick that is used to bear the Jagannath deity by Jagdish Pandit is on display at the Jagannath temple in Yashoragram. This is the same in Rajapur. These deities are seen. Jagdish Pandit's deities of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra are in Rajapur Jagannath, and that is also a temple that is now owned by ISKCON. But at that time, before ISKCON, the descendants of Jagdish Pandit were taking care of Lord Jagannath's temple. And there is a whole history of how then came to ISKCON. So Sri Gaurasundar and Nityananda Prabhu, they used to visit Yashoragram from time to time and hold Sankirtan festivals. In fact, Jagdish Pandit had a son named Ramabhadra Goswami. And at the temple in Yashoragram, there is deities of Jagannath Dev, Radha Vallabha, and Gaur Gopal. And it is said that the Gaur Gopal deities were installed by Jagadish Pandit's wife, Dukhini Devi. Once, after holding a festival at the house of Jagadish Pandit for many days, Gaurasundar was, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to depart for Puri, and Jagadish Pandit's wife was with pain in separation. She was saying, "Why, Lord Chaitanya, why, Gaurasundar, you're going now?" So to pacify her, Sri Gaurasundar gave her the Gaur Gopal Murti, saying, "I will live eternally in your home in my deity form." And it was given, this deity of Gaur Gopal were given by Lord Chaitanya himself, which have been worshipped ever since that time. According to Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, some say that in Krishna Leela, Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit, they were formerly Nagapatnis, the wives of the serpent Kalia. As we may know earlier, that Krishna, he vanquished Kalia, with who had so many different hoods, and he danced on the hoods of Kalia for so long. And after that, when he was completely satisfied, when he was dancing on the hoods of Kalia, Kalia's pride was completely vanquished, and the wives of Kalia prayed, "Please forgive him on our behalf." They surrendered to Krishna, and because of that, Kalia was Krishna left Kaliya just like that. He did not vanquish him. He did not kill him. So this Jagadish Pandit is said that this Jagadish Pandit is one of the wives of the serpent Kaliya, the Nagapatni. And there is another opinion that Jagadish Pandit was formerly a dancer named Chandrahas, who used to take pleasure in dancing before Krishna. And therefore, Jagadish Pandit used to enjoy dancing in the Sankirtan party of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little boy, he came to the house of Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit on Ekadashi. And on Ekadashi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them feed him grains. The Lord said, "If you want me to live, then take me to the house of these two brahmanas. They are devotees. They have prepared a nice offering for the Lord. Although I know that devotees must fast on Ekadashi, but Vishnu is not bound by such a restriction. He eats whatever he wants. So if I eat the entire offering of to Vishnu, I'll be able to live. Otherwise, I will not." And then everyone was amazed. What is this? And Nimai was crying and crying. "There are so many wonderful offerings of bhoga made in Hiranya and Jagadish's house. If I can eat all those nice things, then only I'll be happy." And they all asked, how can a child know what is Ekadashi, first of all? And then the ladies, they said, "Look, Nimai, if you stop crying, then we'll see whether you get what you want or not." And when Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit heard the sweet and charming words of the boy, they were completely satisfied, and they understood this must be the Lord's plan, and they let him eat the Lord's offering to his heart's content, even though it was Ekadashi, a day on which devotees fast from grains. But Nimai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Jagadish and Hiranya, they were great friends of Jagannath Mishra, and previously they had known that the Supreme Lord Hari had taken birth as the son of Jagannath Mishra. So they were more than happy to satisfy whatever demands Nimai had. They therefore, very jokingly, they told the boy, "Look, you have eaten what was meant for Krishna." And as little Gaurasundar ate his rice to his heart's content, Jagadish and Hiranya, they saw revealed before them the form of baby Krishna himself. And he had a complexion with the color of a new monsoon cloud. This is what Gaurasundar revealed, the form of little baby Krishna to Jagadish and Hiranya, as he was honoring the offering which was offered to Vishnu and eating grains on Ekadashi. And then Hiranya and Jagadish, they were filled with ecstasy and they started chanting Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And after Mahaprabhu's sannyas, Hiranya and Jagadish left Mayapur and they went to live in Yashoragram. And every year he would accompany the devotees from Bengal who would go to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya for the Rath Yatra festival. And he was also present at Nityananda Prabhu's Panihati festival. So these are some glories of Sri Jagadish Pandit. Not much is known about him, but these are some of his pastimes. And then, now let's discuss about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj after Jagadish Pandit. There is a pranam mantra for Jagannath Das Babaji. Gaur Gauravir Bhava Bhumistvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. I offer my obeisances to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who is respected by the entire Vaishnava community and who discovered the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. This is the glories of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of even Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I'm sorry, I actually told earlier that he is the spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's my mistake. He is the spiritual master of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Shiksha Guru. And spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was the one who discovered the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and that place was confirmed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur when he brought Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to the spot of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And we'll see how it was, how he revealed this place is the place of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Jagannath Das Babaji, he was born in the Maya Mansingh district of West Bengal. In fact, Baladev Vidyabhushan, who wrote the Gita Govinda and who also wrote the Gita Govinda and Govinda Bhashya, commentary on Bhagavad Gita, he had a disciple named Uddhava Das. Uddhava Das's disciple was Madhusudan Das Babaji, and Madhusudan Das Babaji's disciple was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So this was the lineage. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we know him because of his wonderful purport. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's daughter, sorry, it was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's disciple was Baladev Vidyabhushan. Baladev Vidyabhushan's disciple, Uddhava Das. Uddhava Das' disciple, Madhusudan Das Babaji. His disciple was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So Jagannath Das Babaji, he lived in Vrindavan and he performed his bhajan there for quite some time, and became very famous among the devotees as one who is perfect in Krishna Bhakti. In fact, in 1880, Srimad Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went to Vrindavan and saw his lotus feet for the first time in 1880. And while he was there, he received many instructions on Hari Bhakti from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So later, Babaji Maharaj visited the Burdwan district and he stayed there in a town called Amala Jodha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur again had the good fortune to take darshan of his lotus feet. And in this way, seeing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's enthusiasm for preaching the holy name of Krishna, at that time Srila Babaji Maharaj was very happy. And he stayed in Amal Chhoda during Ekadashi, and there was Kirtan and Harikatha. And later, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also established Prapanna Ashram at that place. Then, this was 1893. Then, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj went from Koladweep. Koladweep is a place in Navadweep, in the nine islands. One of the islands is Koladweep. And he went from Koladweep to Surabhi Kunj in Godrumadweep. Surabhi Kunj is the place where Nityananda Prabhu started his Namahatta preaching. Surabhi kunje te namir hat khuleche This is one of the songs. So in Surabhi Kunj, Nityananda Prabhu started Navahatta, and Sri Jagannath Das Babaji came there. And while he was in Surabhi Kunj, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house is very near Surabhi Kunj. So Jagannath Das Babaji, when he was there, he revealed many lost places in Mayapur. Because after Lord Chaitanya left, the whole place was covered with Ganges. And then Ganges receded after several decades and centuries. And Jagannath Das Babaji was able to reveal those holy places of Mayapur, including Yogapit, the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared, Srivas Angan, where Srivas Thakur, his house where all the all-night kirtans of Lord Chaitanya would go. And even though Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was so old that he was not able to walk, when he was brought to the place in a beam balance, like a tarazu, and he was sitting there, and when he came to Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, he immediately became ecstatic, and he started dancing, even though he was not even able to get up and walk by himself. And this revealed that this is the place where Lord Chaitanya appeared. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was 12 years old. And at 12 years, he was very expert in all the Jyotish Shastras and in astrology. And hearing this, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj called upon Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur to prepare the Vaishnava calendar in accordance with proper Siddhanta. So he did that, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was very happy. And from then on, the Navadvip Panjika, which is the Vaishnava calendar, records the dates of appearance and disappearance of important Vaishnava saints, and then the celebration of the important festivals began based on the Vaishnava calendar, which was made by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was 12 years old, on the request of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he had great enthusiasm for kirtan, for Vaishnava seva, and even when he was 135 years old, he went on preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, in his old age, he was almost paralyzed because of infirmity. But whenever it was time for kirtan, he would still raise his arms and in ecstasy and start chanting and dancing. Now, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was the Babaji Guru of another Babaji called Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj. This Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj gave the dress of a Babaji to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who is the spiritual master of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And in his old age, Babaji Maharaj could not walk, but he had a servant whose name was Bihari Das. And this Bihari Das used to carry him in a basket on his shoulders so that Babaji Maharaj could move from place to place. So when he went to Calcutta, Babaji Maharaj would stay at the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on Maniktala. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was always eager to invite him to his house and for prasad. But Babaji Maharaj was very renounced, and he would come only occasionally there, because not for long, but just for some time, because he was in the Babaji Vesha. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to take shiksha from Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And when he was very old, Babaji Maharaj became very nearly blind. And many devotees would come, see him, offer donations, And his servant, Bihari Das, he would keep all these donations in a bag. So one day, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, "Bihari, how many rupees have I got?" Bihari Das said, "Well, I have put some service, some rupees aside." And Bihari, he placed some rupees in his hand and kept 12 rupees aside. So even though his eyesight was failing, Babaji Maharaj detected this discrepancy. And he said, "Bihari, why have you kept 12 rupees aside? Give me all the rupees." And smiling at this fun, Babaji Maharaj made his Bihari surrendered the remaining coins to his guru, and Babaji Maharaj made his wishes known how the money should be spent. And the total came to 200 rupees. Babaji Maharaj, he ordered Bihari Das to take the money at once, buy some sweet balls and rasgullas to feed all the cows in Navadvip Dham. So one day Babaji Maharaj was on the bank of the Ganges, and he was living under a makeshift canvas tent. And at that time, nearby there was a dog who lived with his 5 puppies. So at that time, this particular dog had 5 puppies, and whenever Babaji Maharaj, he would take prasad, the dog would come around, lick the food from his plate, and when Bihari Das caught hold of one of the dogs to drive it off, Babaji Maharaj said, "Bihari, if you wish to drive these dogs off, you may also take away my plate also. I'll not eat today." So Bihari said, "But Guru Maharaj, these dogs are unclean, and they're taking your plate." So Babaji Maharaj said, "No, these dogs are residents of Holy Dham, and you should not abuse them." So Babaji Maharaj had that kind of respect even for the dogs. In fact, many people would come and beg alms from Jagannath Das Babaji. And Jagannath Das Babaji would not give them alms, but he told them to do some seva, some service. One day a man came, his name was Sri Gaurahari Das, and he asked Jagannath Das Babaji for some alms. But Babaji Maharaj, he would give him nothing. So the man persisted for 3 days. He was fasting outside Babaji Maharaj's tent. And Babaji Maharaj, he finally relented. He tore off a piece of his kopin, his undergarment, and gave it to Bihari Das, his servant, and told, "Give it to this beggar who has come for alms." In this way, he was informing the beggar that he must first learn to control his senses before taking up the profession of a saint. So one day, Babaji Maharaj said about the professional readers of Bhagavatam, that this kind of professional Bhagavad Kirtan is just, he gave it a name like prostitution. Those who make their living by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, they are actually offenders to the holy name of Krishna. No one should listen to Kirtan and Bhagavatam readings that these kind of professional reciters produce. And one who listens to such readings and commits offenses against the holy name will certainly go to hell. Those who are, he would say that if you're involved in professional reading, you should give it up and you should worship the Brajvasis, the residents of Vrindavan, with great care and attention, considering ourselves most fallen, and pray for forgiveness. Then there is some hope. So these were the pastimes of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that he was the topmost general among the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So with this, we will end this discussion today. It is said that Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he serves in Krishna Leela as Rasika Manjari. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss now.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Can you please repeat the connection between Babaji Maharaj and Gaurakishore, if there is one, Gaurakishore Das
Babaji Maharaj had a disciple whose name was Bhagavad Das Babaji. Disciple meaning Jagannath Das Babaji had given him Babaji Diksha. There is a Diksha of where someone says you are a Babaji now. And Bhagavad Das Babaji gave Babaji Diksha to Gaurakishore Das Babaji. So from the Babaji Diksha point of view, from Brahmachari, sorry, from Babaji Diksha point of view, he was Babaji Guru, Grand Babaji Guru of Gaurakishore Das Babaji.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, Prabhu. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Prabhuji. Pranam. Prabhuji, you said about Guru Parampara. See, Parampara we have, it starts from Jagannath Das Babaji and then Bhaktivinoda Thakur and like that. So you said before that also you said, but you said very fast, Prabhuji. Can you say it again?
About who was the spiritual master of Jagannath Das Babaji like that?
Yeah, like that, and after that also you said, means how the parampara is coming to Jagannath Das Babaji, like
Yeah, so Jagannath Das Babaji, his spiritual master was Madhusudan Das Babaji, and his spiritual master was Uddhava Das. His spiritual master was Baladev Vidyabhushan. So Baladev Vidyabhushan is a well-known acharya of our sampradaya who wrote Govinda Bhashya and also Govinda Bhashya commentary on Bhagavad Gita, which if you see, read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada has dedicated it to Baladev Vidyabhushan for his Govinda Bhashya commentary. And so Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was the great grand disciple of Baladev Vidyabhushan. Baladev Vidyabhushan, Uddhava Das, Madhusudan Das Babaji, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Does that answer
Thank
your
you.
question?
Yeah,
Thank
yes,
you.
sorry.
Excuse me, Prabhu, did you also say that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was the spiritual master of Baladev
Yes.
Vidyabhushan? He was Diksha Guru? Or is that?
Yes. He was Diksha and Shiksha Guru.
Okay. And then also, the relationship between Gaurakishore Das Babaji and Book Divinode, Guha Kishore used to hear from, Book Divinode, he was Shiksha Guru of Guha Kishore?
Yes.
That's from,
yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Guru.
Very nice class. Prabhuji, one question that Jagdish Ganguly, who made the Jagannath deities in Rajapur, is he the same as Jagdish Pandit?
I'm not sure about that. In the Rajapur Jagannath, I just realized that the Rajapur Jagannath deities were carved here only by a devotee, and this Jagdish Pandit, he brought the Jagannath deity from Jagannath Puri. So even though it looks like it is the same. And this is Yashora Gram, and that is Rajapur Jagannath. So it looks similar, but it's possible that these are different, two different personalities, Jagdish Pandit and Jagdish Ganguly. Even though in Jagdish Ganguly's case, Lord Chaitanya did ask him to go to Jagannath Puri, but Jagdish Ganguly, at that time, he became completely blind before he could go to see Lord Jagannath. So that is a different Jagdish Ganguly than Jagdish Pandit because of the difference in how Lord Jagannath appeared and the pastime here, given here.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhu, my question is not related to the class, Prabhu, but the class was wonderful, Prabhu. So, yeah, Prabhu, I mean, the last week I was hearing one lecture and then he was telling that. So, Haridas Thakur was a little elder than around 30 years elder than the Mahaprabhu.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then one question, who is the guru of that Haridas Thakur? And then the other question was, so I also heard in somewhere, Prabhu, so Mahaprabhu made that he previously Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then Mahaprabhu flip it, first Hare Krishna, then Hare Rama. So in that case, Haridas Thakur, what mantra is to chant, Prabhu?
Okay, Haridas Thakur would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay.
And it was flipped by Lord Chaitanya, and he would follow Lord Chaitanya himself in that sense. And in terms of his guru, you know, he was some say Advaita Acharya, but ultimately he was follower of Lord Chaitanya, because Advaita Acharya at that time was the guru of all the Vaishnavas, and he came to the bank of Ganges to meet Advaita Acharya and like that. And Advaita Acharya was very happy to see his association. The chanting of the holy names, he came to know about chanting of the holy names in his hometown in Bangladesh. So like that. That's how he came to know the Hare Krishna mantra. But then he came to Fulia near Shantipur, where Advaita Acharya stays, and they both became very good, you know, friends in that sense. So they were both followers of Lord Chaitanya, but it's possible that he may have taken formal diksha from Advaita Acharya, who was the guru of all the devotees at that time in Mayapur, near Mayapur. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah. All right, if there are no more questions, we can end here.
Hare Krishna, Advaita Chandra Prabhu, Advaita Chandra Prabhu ji, Koti Koti Chandra Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare.
Wonderful.